Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been following along on the radio show, or maybe you've been paying attention to my social media, I've been taking you along on this journey as I have been going through the process to be a living kidney donor for my mother-in-law. Quick recap. So we found out my mother-in-law was in stage 4 kidney failure December 2019, the week of Christmas. Then in the spring of 2020, we found out that she was going to be needing a kidney. Well, where do you start? What are the next steps? Immediately, so many of us came forward to see if we could be an organ donor for her. I went through the process and I found out the good news in November that my kidney is healthy and it's ready for transplant, but I was not a match for my mother-in-law. However, there is a program out called the Paired Kidney Exchange Program. Essentially, what that means is that if a recipient needs a kidney, if someone is willing to donate their kidney into the program to someone else, then in exchange, my loved one will receive a kidney. So at Christmas, we told her the news. She was all in. And we found out this last week that yes, in fact, we have found our matches, which is unbelievable. So at the end of the month, we are going to be going to UW Health out there in Madison to have our surgeries. My mother-in-law's kidney is coming from California, and my kidney is going out to Kentucky. So I will keep you posted on how everything goes. Thank you for all of your thoughts and prayers. But I wanted to share with you the interview that I did this week with the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Mike Crowley was put in contact with me through a mutual friend because of his connection with the National Kidney Foundation. We decided to do an interview together to air on our radio stations. It's called the Public Affairs Broadcast, to inform people about kidney risk factors and how you can take action to protect your kidney health. And maybe you'll even feel inspired to be a living organ donor like myself. Here's part of the interview that Mike and I did.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
So today I am joined with Mike Crowley, the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Thank you for being on with me today, Mike.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So, Mike, let's just get right into what is the mission of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin?
We're dedicated to preventing kidney and urinary tract diseases, improving the health and well-being of individuals and families affected by kidney disease, and increasing the availability of all organs for transplantation. We offer hope. We create change, transform care for individuals and families who face or live with the diagnosis of chronic kidney disease.
Well, thank you for the work that you and your team are doing. Again, as a person who has a family member that is directly affected by kidney disease, you're doing really important life-saving work. And why is this time of year so important to the National Kidney Foundation?
Well, Elizabeth, March is National Kidney Month, and is also a time for us to help raise awareness about chronic kidney disease. Kidney disease develops when kidneys lose their ability to remove waste and maintain fluid and chemical balances in the body. And the severity of chronic kidney disease depends on how well the kidneys filter waste from the blood. and it can progress quickly or take many years to develop.
Yeah.
And because there are little to no signs of the condition, most people are not even aware that they have kidney disease until it reaches the later stages, including kidney failure.
Yeah, and when you mentioned that, that really, I mean, it really hits close to home because my mother-in-law went in for her routine exam because she was born with poor functioning kidneys. So when we got the news that she was in stage 4 kidney failure, none of us had any idea. She looked and felt fine. It took all of us by such a shock. And I kind of was thinking, like, how many people could be in that position right now and not even know it? But April is an important month, too.
Yeah, so April is Donate Life Month, and Donate Life Month's purpose is to encourage Americans to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors, and to honor those that have saved lives through the gift of donation.
Absolutely. How many people, Mike, in the United States are at risk for kidney disease?
In the United States, it's estimated that there's about 37 million people who are at risk for kidney disease, and most of them are not even aware that they have kidney disease.
Right. I mean, like we had just talked about. So who is most at risk?
Well, 1 in 3 American adults are at risk for chronic kidney disease. It's a scary statistic.
Yeah.
People of African American, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, or Pacific Islander descent are at increased risk for developing the disease. And African Americans are 3 times more likely than whites. And Hispanics are nearly 1.5 times more likely than non-Hispanics to develop end-stage renal disease, which is also known as kidney failure.
Which is why it's important to know if you're at risk. And a lot of people have kind of asked since I've gone public about this. They're like, what do the kidneys even do? So can you explain that? What is the function of the kidneys?
Yes. So most people have 2 kidneys. If you can believe it, some people are sometimes born with 1. And sometimes when you have the transplant, there's 3 kidneys. But each is about the size of an adult fist, located on either side of your spine, just below your rib cage. And although they're very small, your kidneys perform many complex and vital functions that keep the rest of the body in balance. They help remove waste. They filter blood, keeping some compounds while removing others. And then your kidneys also control the production of red blood cells and make vitamins that control growth. They release hormones that help regulate blood pressure and the amount of nutrients in the body, such as calcium and potassium.
Yeah, they're very important. But it is amazing to know that people can live with 1 kidney. And what are the leading risk factors for developing kidney disease?
Well, there are high-risk groups and factors, and that includes those with diabetes, hypertension, those with family history of kidney failure, also obesity, and those with heart disease, past damage to the kidneys, and if you're older in age.
A lot of things to consider there. How many people in Wisconsin are waiting for a kidney? How many people are on the list?
Well, there's approximately 1,274 that are on the kidney transplant waiting list. And that number varies frequently, but it averages about that yearly. Other important statistics to note in Wisconsin that there are 80,200 people that have been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, and there are about 7,000 that are on dialysis. Currently, there are 20,981 patients in Wisconsin that have had a functioning kidney transplant.
Wow.
And in 2020, there were 434 kidney transplants. Sadly, 51 patients died while they were on a waiting list for a kidney transplant.
Those statistics are not lost on me when I hear that, because we were told that my mother-in-law may have to wait up to 4 years for a match. And we thank God that we were able to find matches. But so many people that have come out and connected with me and have shared their story since I've now gone public about our family's situation with kidney disease, I cannot believe how many people know someone that is waiting for a kidney, someone that's on dialysis, someone that is going through this kidney disease. It is so common, which is why it's important to have people recognize what can they do, you know, what actions can they do to protect their kidney health. And people want to be living donors. There's been people that have reached out about that. What's the information about being a living donor? How can someone do it? I know I just signed up because my mother-in-law needed a kidney and went through the process, but do you have to be a certain age?
Yes. So anyone can be a living donor, anyone older than age 18, and they must be in good physical and emotional health. They can apply to be a living donor. A living donor may be a relative or a person who is not related to the recipient. People who are waiting for a better chance at life, the kidney transplant waiting list is getting longer, and in response, the National Kidney Foundation has developed a campaign called The Big Ask, The Big Give. The initiative educates and raises awareness about living kidney donation and transplantation among kidney patients, their families, and friends. And more information can be found at bigask@kidney.org and also kidney.org/living donation.
That's important to really stress that for people that are listening. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're in your cars. It's bigask@kidney.org or kidney.org/living donation. If you are called to do this, don't wait, because there are people that are waiting for their lives to be saved. And you could be that person. You could be someone listening to this right now. You could save someone's life by being a living donor.
Absolutely. What a tremendous feeling.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going through it even now. Like, I don't know that I can't even put it into words, just to know that, like, so for my mother-in-law, who means so much to our family and to the community, to know that she is going to get a kidney and hopefully have 20 years with that new kidney is just so great, because there are people that they're facing their mortality right now. They're dying from kidney disease. And if you have the ability to save someone else's life, you know, why wouldn't you do it? So look into this program, see if this is a fit for you, because you're making a difference, not just in that person's life, but the ripple effect in the world. And why is a kidney from a living donor better, Mike?
Well, the kidney from a living donor can last 2 times longer than a deceased donor kidney. And the recipient will have a shorter wait time, often just months instead of years. The surgery is scheduled when it works best for the donor and recipient, and the recovery is easier. The recipient receives a great kidney and the best match, and it shortens the deceased donor wait list by removing that recipient.
Yeah, it does mean better results, for sure. And if you're just joining us, I am joined with Mike Crowley, the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, because March is National Kidney Month. And we're talking about some of the kidney risk factors and how you can protect your kidney health. So that's a great segue for my next question. What are some steps you can take to help protect your kidney health?
Well, you can protect your kidneys by preventing or managing your health conditions that cause kidney damage, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. You should make physical activity part of your daily routine. Aim for a healthy weight. Get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours each night. And if you smoke, stop smoking. Limit your alcohol intake. Explore stress-reducing activities. Manage diabetes. High blood pressure and heart disease also contribute to it, so managing that is very important. Signs of kidney disease are important to talk about also. Not always are there symptoms before you're in trouble, but signs of kidney disease are that you may have less energy or trouble concentrating, trouble sleeping. You could have dry, itchy skin. You may feel the need to urinate more often. You may see blood in your urine. Your urine could be foamy. Experience persistent puffiness around your eyes. Your ankles and feet could be swollen. A poor appetite, muscle cramping. Early kidney disease may not have any symptoms, so getting tested may be the only way to know your kidneys are healthy.
So people should really reach out to their doctors and, you know, find out where they're at with their health, because when you rattle a lot of the stuff off that is important when it comes to kidney health, when it comes to eating well, maybe not, you know, getting enough exercise, maybe someone has diabetes or high blood pressure, That's so common in a lot of people, which is why kidney disease is sadly so common. So this is the opportunity right now for someone listening to be proactive with their health. It is never too late to start making these healthy decisions and taking control of your kidney health in the best way that you can. If someone listening, Mike, has a family member or maybe themselves that is suffering from kidney disease, how does the National Kidney Foundation help?
Well, the National Kidney Foundation offers a toll-free patient helpline for people affected by kidney disease, organ donation, or kidney transplant. So any questions regarding any of that, you can call NKF Cares at 855-653-2273. Again, 855-653-2273, or email at nkfcares@kidney.org.
That's nkfcares@kidney.org. And what if someone wants to get involved or help or, you know, make a donation?
Well, we offer numerous ways to help our organization. First, you can visit our website at kidneywi.org. Again, kidneywi.org. From there, we have tabs to click on where you can donate, you can volunteer your time on a committee, you can participate in events such as our Capital City 5K Run and Walk, our Spotlight on Life Gala, and more. Fundraising is also a vital part of our nonprofit work here, where 83 cents of every dollar goes to fund programs, education, research, and more. Again, visit kidneywi.org and click on Ways to Support tab.
So many ways to get involved. If you're feeling drawn to want to help, reach out to the website and see how you can make a difference, because it's true when every little bit helps. If it's a little bit of your time, if it's a little bit of your energy, maybe you can donate a little bit of money. Every little bit really does help, especially when we learned before how great the need is for people that are going through kidney disease. And Mike, I know that this is very personal for you. Tell us a little bit about what happened with your family back in 1999.
Well, back in 1999, our son was, Andy, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, juvenile diabetes, at age 2. And I immediately wanted to know more about the disease and get involved with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. After that, I became a board member, a board president, involved in all their fundraising events, government relations, and advocacy work. I found my passion, helping others, and then that led to community involvement.
Well, and you're an example of how one person can make a big difference. And for people listening right now, you are capable of being that one person. So if you are feeling motivated today, it is National Kidney Month, and you want to help make a difference, maybe you want to be a living organ donor like myself and donate your kidney. I always say hashtag share your spare. Then reach out to the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Get more info at kidneywi.org. And thank you, Mike, for your work and your commitment to this cause. I feel like I've met a friend now through this, because now that I'm in this world, I'm meeting so many wonderful people. I look forward to what you and I can partner up and do next.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth. It's an honor to be able to talk with you, and proud of your work being a living donor.
Thank you so much, Mike.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.